You're listening to SBS News.
Will you take responsibility, Prime Minister? Has your leadership failed?
Emerging from number 10 Downing Street, long the most famous address in Britain, and now the centre of criminal investigations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made his way to the House of Commons at the start of a new week. He so far seemed immune to scandal, but now the words of a senior civil servant pose the gravest threat yet to his leadership.
I now come to the statement, Prime Minister.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Prompting yet another apology in the House of Commons.
Firstly, I want to say sorry. And I'm sorry for the things we simply didn't get right, and also sorry for the way that this matter has been handled. And it's no use saying that this or that was within the rules, and it's no use saying that people were working hard. This pandemic was hard for everyone.
For many weeks, there's been a steady trickle of information and leaks about secretive parties in government offices, held at times when other Britons were under lockdown and told to spurn social contact with loved ones. One gathering of the 20th of May 2020 was held in Mr. Johnson's garden and attended by the PM and his wife. His staffers were told to bring your own booze. Another gathering was held some 11 months later, on the eve of the funeral of Prince Philip, prompting an apology from the Prime Minister's office to Buckingham Palace. At first, Mr. Johnson's team tried to deny the allegations, but soon the evidence became overwhelming.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Leaked videos showing senior staffers were well aware of what had happened, with media adviser Allegra Stratton making jokes on camera.
This fictional party was a business meeting. And it was not socially distanced.
Some 16 parties have now been investigated by senior civil servant Sue Gray, including one in the Prime Minister's Downing Street residence. Her first report points to serious failures of leadership at the heart of the British government. Some of the events should not have been allowed to take place, she said. Other events should not have been allowed to develop as they did. But these initial findings are limited in scope and cover only four of the 16 events in question, so as not to prejudice an ongoing police investigation into allegations of criminality.
And I want to say,
spared the worst for now, Boris Johnson has refused to commit to resigning if he's found guilty of a crime. He's told Parliament his government has learnt from its mistakes.
That is why we are making changes now to the way Downing Street and the Cabinet Office run, so that we can get on with the job that I was elected to do, Mr. Speaker, and the job that this government was elected to do. And I want to say to the people of this country, I know what the issue is. Yes, Mr. Speaker, yes, yes. It's whether this government can be trusted to deliver. And I say, Mr. Speaker, yes, we can be trusted. Yes, we can be trusted to deliver.
But many in his own party hold their doubts.
I don't call Keir Starmer the leader of the opposition.
Some government ministers hung their heads as Labour's opposition leader Keir Starmer led the inquisition.
By routinely breaking the rules he set, the Prime Minister took us all for fools. He held people sacrificing contempt. He showed himself unfit for office. But Prime Minister, the British public aren't fools. They never believed a word of it. They think the Prime Minister should do the decent thing and resign. Of course he won't, because he is a man without shame.
But the attacks that delivered the most damage came from within Conservative ranks, including former Prime Minister Theresa May.
Either my right honourable friend had not read the rules, or didn't understand what they meant, and others around him, or they didn't think the rules applied to number 10. Which was it?
Another emotional barb came from Conservative backbencher Aaron Bell.
It seems a lot of people attended events in May 2020. The one I recall attending was my grandmother's funeral. I didn't hug my siblings, I didn't hug my parents. I gave a eulogy, and then afterwards I didn't even go to her house for a cup of tea. I drove back 3 hours from Kent to Staffordshire. Does the Prime Minister think I'm a fool?
No, Mr. Speaker, and I want to thank my honourable friend, and I want to say how deeply I sympathise with him and his family for their loss.
It was an excoriating session for the Prime Minister in the House of Commons, followed that evening by an emergency party room meeting. There the Prime Minister made his case as forces in his own party tried to remove him from the leadership. That gathering appears to have won over some of the faithful, but convincing the public appears much harder.
Boris needs to go. Simple as that.
My first reaction is that the Downing Street had let us all down.
I agree completely. He's shown appalling leadership. He has never apologised. A good leader will always admit they've made mistakes and apologise at the time. He hasn't.
More than 500 pages and 300 photographs related to the lockdown gatherings are in the hands of Sue Gray and the Metropolitan Police. Naveen Razik, SBS News.